What's good, fam? It's your boy Jorge. Welcome to another episode of Hanging with the Boys. And today, we got a special guest. The man, the myth, the legend. Back in the studio, we got Pilot Hero. What's up, dude?
That's an intro. I love that. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Oh, it's great to be back. I think I said it just a couple seconds ago, but it's like we never left.
Yeah.
It's honest.
So, Roger, I don't know if you go by alias anymore.
I don't.
You know, so, yeah. But this is Roger. For all you guys that are kind of newer and didn't follow the podcast back in the day, Roger, aka Pilot Hero back in the day, we started the podcast, The Gamer Boys.
Right.
All about gaming and everything like that. So we had a good run on it.
It was a pretty good run.
And then, you know, stuff happened.
Yep.
Not between like me and you or anything like that, but just, you know, stuff happened and we kind of just stopped doing it. And that's when I was like, you know, I still need to... because I love podcasting.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. So I'm like,
you have a niche for it.
So. Yeah. So I'm like, I still need to do this. So that's when you know, I came up with like, let's graduate from playing games and the gamer boys to just hanging with the boys.
Right.
And that's when Mace came in.
Yeah.
So now, everyday life. Yeah. Yeah. Everyday life. We're just hanging. People seem to like it. So that's cool.
I love it. I love that you guys bounce off each other so well too. I mean, you and Mike go way back.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. I love that about you guys. I think Mike has a certain thing about speaking in front of people too. So I think that was kind of like ingrained.
Yeah.
You know, deep seated. But dude, it's so good to be back. This is awesome. Upgraded studio set. I mean, what else could you ask for?
Yeah. So I guess let's get into what you've been up to since. I mean, I've seen you here or there a little bit, but not too much. But and we talk a little bit here and there, but what have you been up to?
A lot of life changes, honestly. So I started off by buying a Tesla. I did my long dream Tesla. I ended up hating it. For all those people out there that love like iPhones, and there's no disrespect to iPhone users, none at all. But it's like a traveling iPhone. Not friendly compatible with like Android user interface.
Oh, okay.
So you try to plug that in, it starts... It's like, it gives you like a downscaled version of anything. Long story short, I ended up swapping it out. I got a car that I really, really love.
Okay.
I got the same color that I wanted.
Does it take petrol?
Yeah.
Okay.
It does. It's like one of those hybrids. Whenever you stop, it like charges or whatever. Yeah, yeah. I don't know how real that is, but.
I think they're pretty good. Mileage wise, I've heard some really good stuff.
I'll literally take your word for it then because it's been good so far. So we'll see. But yeah, bought it straight out, which is pretty awesome. And then I ended up changing careers from pushing paper to pushing inmates into their cells.
People.
Yeah.
Really, I wanted to get into that because I have a lot of questions. And if anything you don't want to talk about, I understand because I know it's like a safety thing. So I've heard like police officers sometimes work outside of their county because they don't want to work where they live.
Right.
You know, especially the cops are like out in the street.
Yeah.
You're a little bit different. I think people at the prison level here are a lot of times probably not from the area, right?
True. Very true.
Yeah.
Which I thought otherwise. I thought it was like everybody from, you know, local area. Carson, you're right. It's people from everywhere across the states. We get people from Arizona, you get people from Utah, you get people from other places. But it is really funny when we have to send them out of the institution because we don't tell them where they're going. So they think they're going to California, but they're on this flight to like Montana and they're like super pissed. It's great. I love making them mad. It's great. It's fantastic stuff.
Yeah, they're criminals.
Yeah, they did something bad, so it's on them.
Let me open up my Yerby here.
Let's hear it.
Before we get into the dirty details. Oh, that's so good. So what made you change? Well, what made you want to do that change?
So there's a lot of, I feel like, so correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like there's a lot of schooling that goes on when it comes to criminal justice.
Yeah.
So if you want to be a cop, it takes X amount of years in school, law and all that stuff, or if you want to be a lawyer and all that stuff. So it's all the same thing. But for me, I really had a thing for being a probation officer for youth.
Okay.
Simply because, this is funny, long story short, I got into a fight, very minor. I was in juvenile detention for like an hour and they assigned me a PO and he was my PO for like 30 days, but he checked up on me and he was like, just want to make sure you're doing good and all that stuff. And that, like, those 30 days ingrained in my brain. And that's all I think about or thought about for like years to come. I was like, man, it would be really cool to be a,
at what age was this?
It was eighth grade. So I think maybe 16, 15.
You're like, so sixth grade, you're like 11.
Yeah.
To 12, 13, probably 14.
About 14, okay. Which was ridiculous. And the worst part is that fight that I was in, I was just there. That's like the worst part. Like people were throwing fists and I was getting people off. Yeah, I was just getting people off and they're like, you get on the ground. I was like, why? Yeah, it was humiliating. They're like, what are you in for? And I'm like, nothing. I was just there.
Yeah.
It's terrible. But I think that counseling was really, really cool. Even though I didn't do anything wrong.
That's really cool because I'm not that type of person. Mm-hmm. I'm not that dude. Growing up, I would watch movies and it was so like inspiring and I was like, I hope, you know, and I've never been that person. I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
But it's really cool to like see that you had an experience happen to you and you like kind of grasp to that.
Yeah.
And you've always thought about it and now you're a full grown man.
Right.
And you're like, I want
to
do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So this would be a stepping stone to do that. So they were telling me about this workaround. You become a CO. And
what is that?
A correctional officer. So it's
for like jails and prisons.
Yeah. But it's funny because I didn't know that the process of doing so. I got put through an academy. We have to keep a physical fitness. Like we can't like lose ourselves in food and stuff like that like we used to. And it's true. It's all real, you know. So the 8 weeks that I was in that academy was like mind changing and very structured, and I loved every bit of it.
Cool.
Yeah, it was sick. I didn't think I'd love it as much as I did. I actually miss it. We got sworn in as officers and we get, you know, yeah, it's wild. So now I'm like I'm in law enforcement, not necessarily a cop.
Yeah.
But this would be my stepping stone, maybe a year or so, maybe less even, depending on how well I do. I can then transfer into becoming like a PO, probation officer for like maybe county or the city or however it works. That's my next step.
So I actually have some friends that are prison guards over at like in Sacramento.
Nice.
And I've known them for a long time and they've been doing that a long time. They might be retired already. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it seems like a legit thing like that. People like once they do it, they like it. You know? So with that comes a question. How long have you been doing it now?
Almost 6 months.
Okay, almost six months. So you're 6 months in, and I know the end goal is one thing, right? Yeah. But do you think by the time you start getting those credentials and the experience that you need to move on to be a probation officer, do you think by that time maybe you're like, dude, I really dig what I'm doing, and you think so?
I think about that all the time. Okay, because of how it is now. Yeah, it's sweet. The whole point is like you have. Just before graduating the academy, you pretty much get told one of two things. You're like, hey, look, this is that opportunity now. Do you want to be the rough and tough CO, or do you want to be the cool CO that like, you know, is pretty lenient, but you know, if you need to be like firm, you stay firm, but stay consistent.
Yeah.
And I chose that route simply because
that's for you for sure.
Honestly, because my personality already is like people person. But I got to remember that these guys are inmates sometimes. So you got to watch your back. I get that.
And they in a way, no diddy. That's the new. No diddy. The inmates try to sweet talk you.
Yes. All the time.
They try to be like, hey, all like try time. To be your homie. But they're really like have some mischievous.
Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Anytime they ask for one thing, it's never one thing. It's more and more and more and more and more.
Yeah.
So you bend the rule a little bit for them.
Hey, are you at the men's prison or women's?
Men's.
I would ask for the women's prison.
So we have a little area. A lot of people don't know this, but in Carson City, they closed down the women's facility entirely, sent all of them to Vegas, and now we hold on to like maybe 10 or 12 of them, like as a, because we are a facility where we do intake. So we bring them in, do all their paperwork and all that stuff, and then we're like, all right, cool, this is where you're going. I guess not every prison's like that, but yeah, so we have on average about 5 to 10 women, but they're very segregated. They have to stay away from men. They're insane.
Are they hardcore or they're just kind of normal, but they're just there?
Yeah. Yes, okay. They look normal, but no, then no, no, you no. read their file and they're psycho.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. what I meant. Like their crime is pretty gnarly.
So yeah.
For the okay.
Yeah, and they hit on men like that because yeah. they've been in there for God knows how long. So they're just like thinking,
yeah,
male CL, come and you have to be smart about everything. You have to check up on them, so you have to physically see them. But they'll try to fucking fool a flash one real quick, and they'll try to what is it called? Sue you, because that's all it is there. Mm. Inmates are now able to sue us for anything. So it sucks. So you got to kind of look away like right away so you don't get yourself in any kind of trouble.
So not a good idea to work at the women's prison.
I mean, but if it's all women's, I think the rules are a little different. If I'm being honest, it would make sense.
But it's still the same stuff. And you have more women doing that.
Yeah.
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 And it's probably a game to them.
It probably is, yeah. And you know the worst part is, and I've said this to my wife and everything, I'm like, it sucks when they go in there and they look good. Because some of them, they look good. I'm like, Jesus. And then you read their file and you're like, I hope you die tomorrow. That's insane.
Yeah.
Hope you get stabbed.
Dang, that's
crazy. It's wild. It's nuts. Yeah. Because, it's blows my mind. Blows my mind, honestly. They're like, okay, yeah, you're pretty cute or you're a good-looking person and then... Yeah, you read their files. Word of advice, don't read their files.
Yeah.
You have to try to keep a pretty plain field.
Mm-hmm.
This way you don't want to kill somebody.
Well, yeah. It might be better to know. That way you kind of, when they come at you and they're like, hey, let me get a little extra something or whatever. You're like, nah.
Yeah.
You're a pretty bad person.
Yeah.
But if you don't, you just go based off like I said, they sweet talk you.
Right.
Then you're just like, feel bad.
Yeah.
Because you're a good dude.
Yeah.
So that's why I was kind of surprised when you told me that was what you were doing now. I was
right.
Dude, Roger's pretty nice guy.
I am. I really am. And actually, I get told that a lot. There's two of us fresh out of the academy. They say, you guys must be fucking related or homies because you guys don't fucking stop smiling. I'm like, dude, I can't help it. Yeah. I have a cheerful-ish personality. And so does he. And we use that to our advantage sometimes, though. It kind of works for us. Like, they'll approach us. They'll be like, hey, I didn't get this paperwork. Is it all right if you give it to me? That CO didn't give it to me. I'm like, when did you ask? And they'll be like, an hour ago. I'm like, then they fucking told you no. I'm not going to give it to you. And, like, I still have, like, a smile on. And they're like, all right. And they'll walk away. Just stuff like that. When fights happen, we have this, like, rule. I'm not going to run in there and fucking try to stop two guys that are, like, getting at each other.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, yep, I'm going to need some backup. These two dudes are dying, like right in front of me.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. It's not like the movies, but then you watch movies if you work there and you're like, oh shit, that's right. Like
but,
just,
it's yeah. Wild. But also I think we're in a area that they wouldn't base a prison movie off our area. It's right. more like the LA County jail.
Like hardcore ones. Yeah. Yeah. And I think about that too. I'm like, God, it's not as
so you're seeing kind of baby shit.
Oh yeah.
Compared to like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. These guys that are in there, they probably have done some gnarly things, but like compared to the movies.
What do you do for your mental? Like you do see people fight and you kind of have to just wait till you get back up and all that.
Yeah.
So like when you go home, like what do you do or does that affect you at all?
Well, fortunately for me, I have a wife that's super nosy. So she's like all about it. She's like, what happened today? Did anything green crazy pop off? I'll be like, yeah, these two dudes, like this guy ended up getting stabbed or this guy comes up to me, asks me a question and he has this fresh black eye. But you know how inmates are. So they're not going to admit it, right?
Yeah.
They'll say something so stupid. Oh, I fell. I hit the door, slipped in the shower or whatever. And but if it's a fresh shiner, then you have to report it, which sucks. Or tattoos. Oh, that's a new one for me. I hate that. Fresh ink. They're not allowed to tattoo yet.
Oh, okay.
They're not allowed to. So when you see like fresh ink anywhere on their body, you have to report it. Otherwise, the next shift, the next CO, we'll see and be like, all right, the last CO definitely didn't write this up because he didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So it's just stupid things like that. But I tell them straight up, I'm like, hey, I will literally get you extra food if you guys chill the fuck out and don't make me do paperwork. And they're like, all right. Like they'll chill. They're like kids, all right, that sounds good. And so like, that's what I do. I come through with my word and it works out for me.
Yeah.
But it's crazy, dude. It is overwhelming. Like,
what's your shifts? Eight hours, 12 hours?
It's 12 hour shifts. it's funny because we seem fully staffed, but I don't know if it's because people are just on vacation all the time or because we're fully staffed, everyone's calling in now and stuff like that. But I've been called almost every single day for overtime, like almost every single day. Like they'll be like, hey, man, you're the nice calling. I know. And I know, it's hard for me to say no. It's really hard.
Hey, at least you get paid for it, though.
I do. So that helps.
You get
helps.
To carry guns in there or no?
Not inside the institution, but we do have Glock 17s given to us when we watch them, like at the hospital, for example. Oh, or if we have to do some sort of transit run, like we're dropping them off at the local bus stop because they got discharged.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But we do get a gun. It's pretty sick. We actually just did firing range overtime on our day off, which kind of sucks, but because we got to keep sharp on all of our things.
So yeah.
It's pretty cool.
But in the prison, you just have like your hands.
Pretty much.
Some yeah. sticks or something.
Yeah. We have the baton. We have our pepper spray. We have our tasers. As long as you're certified, you get a taser, which is pretty sick. So funny watching them drop. Like, it's so funny.
Yeah.
When they're big, it's scary.
Yeah.
Because they don't fucking stop sometimes. But, yeah, when they come at you with, like, a shank or something. I've only seen the videos of previous times. But, yeah, when they get zapped, they hit the ground so hard. It's funny to me, but probably not so much for them. But,
well, they have a choice.
Yeah, yeah, literally. But hand-to-hand combat was pretty sick. We have to, it's called DT training, and we do a lot of that.
Nice.
And I think that's probably my favorite part about
it.
I didn't think I'd love it as much as I did. I've always liked watching UFC and stuff like that. But we are now, I'd say, level one, like the peony level grade of jiu-jitsu trained, which is sick. And then that's just on your own time. If you want to get better, just go to the academy on your own time. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
That's cool. That's like that's a cool benefit.
That's awesome. Job. Yeah. That's so, it really is. Cause like you get paid to go fight,
learn basically fight,
yeah, learn how to fight and stuff. I feel like Jason Bourne.
Mm-hmm.
Sick. It's really cool.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a Glock Dookie?
No. Oh no,
that you don't want to get hit by that.
Let me guess, is it poop?
Yeah, it's so poop. I've heard like they'll like piss and poop into like a bottle.
Oh,
and they go by the cell and they throw it at the, they'll that's let it like ferment disgusting. For like a week or whatever.
Yeah, that's fucking,
and then they open it and go in the cell and throw it at their enemy or whoever they're fighting, you know.
Oh,
or like the CO.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to get hit
by that. That's so gross. That is disgusting. Yeah. So if they propel, because it'd be one of the words that they use also, is it, that's a big no. They can't, it's an assault on an officer. So we can't, it is what it is. But I like I said, I've always been on like such a good terms with a lot of these guys. Dude, you have the gangs and like, the moment they find out you speak Spanish, they're like, maybe I can get in his ear a little bit. And they do, they try.
Yeah.
They always ask me like, hey, what do I gotta do for you to, you know, bring me something like this? And I'm like, oh, you know what? You just write me a little letter and I'm gonna keep it in my pocket and I'll keep you in my sentiments. And they're like, oh, you're fucked up, man. But like they see it as a joke, but I think they wanna test you.
Yeah.
They all wanna test you.
Well, you know, you hear so many times of like contraband getting into prisons and it sounds like a lot of times it's the officers,
right?
You know,
100%.
Yeah, so those are that. You know, if the inmates weren't testing people, then they would never find out that there's actually people out there that are willing to do that for them. So
to do that, it's true.
It's crazy.
It is wild.
How is the gang stuff in at the your prison? I guess it's mostly Hispanic.
Yeah, Hispanic. We do have some natives and that like rivalry that's going on. I don't want to say anything along the lines of like that they put it to an end when they're in prison, but it doesn't seem as aggressive, but maybe it's all mental, you know, maybe they're just like waiting for the right time or something.
Well, yeah, I hear that, you know, so say like you're in a bunch of different gangs and then you go to prison and you have a rival gang member there, but you're black.
Right.
But so you go with that the black people, because that's your group.
Yeah.
So you're not going to go with like the Hispanics,
right?
Yeah, same with the Hispanics. You're different gang members, but you go with the Hispanics because if shit pops off,
right,
it's going to be Hispanics versus blacks or whites. It's not going to be the Bloods versus that. It's
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
So okay, I get it.
And I do like learning stuff like that about gangs actually. And I think they themselves are fascinated in itself. Like we took a class in gangs and it's very minimal, but it's, you know, gives us a little brush up. It's really cool to know that, like, for example, Bloods and Crips, if they're in prison together, they have a mutual agreement not to fight. They will not fight each other no matter what. Like, that's like a code for them. And then we also have like Sureños, right? Yeah. And their code is to keep their cells completely clean and never argue with a CO if we fuck it up. Mm. We try not to because it's actually kind of respectful. Like they have everything folded perfectly. Their towels are neatly stacked and their clothes and their food and stuff like that. It's all perfect. So when we go in there, I feel bad if I try to look for contraband to like fucking rip through everything. Cause there are some dick COs that are just like flipping shit and stuff. I can't bring myself to do that to everybody unless they piss me off. Yeah. Like genuinely,
I guess just wait. If you stay in this for another 5 years, you'll be the same guy.
I hope not, because it looks shitty the way they act. They seem miserable. Some of these COs, they seem like they're over it. They're like, oh man, just another paycheck. Like I'm just here and like shut the fuck up, like yelling at these guys left and right.
Well, it must be tough.
Like you said, years down, maybe.
Yeah, it must be tough. And the thing too, like, you know, I couldn't do that. Like I'm a nice guy and stuff, but I don't put up with shit either.
Yeah.
Like I'd want to hit someone just to hit them.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, you know, but you can't do that, right?
Right.
So. They're probably in the same thing, you know. Yeah. They probably get shit talked all the time. They're like, dude, I wish.
Yeah.
You know.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And I know that there's like movies and stuff like that about like ways to get around it, which I fully feel like that's still capable. Like, let's just say a hypothetical situation where you're like, I really hate this inmate, and you have to bring him to something. So you have to handcuff him, take him wherever. And that's when you kind of get in his ear and say, hey, you were talking a lot of shit saying you could take me on. I'm going to let go of one of your handcuffs. You ready to go? Like, there's no cameras here. Like, I could see that.
Yeah.
100% being the case.
That, I mean, that right there, even you'll get the inmates' respect. I think so. Yeah. Because that's, you know, that's a man thing. Like,
right.
All right, let's get down one on one.
Yeah.
You know,
and if they say, like, you know what, CO, I was just testing you. Yeah. I fucked up.
But I thought you were going to say, like, take him behind a stairwell and beat the shit out of him. But then they'll sue you.
Yeah.
Right? Then so you can't do that. But like a one-on-one situation.
Right.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It's like, all right, we're in this corner. There's no fucking cameras right here. Like, you want to get down?
You better hope you don't get your ass kicked.
Yeah. You better win the fight. Yeah. Like, yeah. Because we there's this misinterpretation of like, yes, they work out every day. Mm. And a lot of them do. But there's one thing that they've learned how to work out and be strong versus know how to fight.
Yeah.
A lot of them are in there and they can't even touch another guy. Yeah. So they can't really practice fighting. Mm-hmm. Whereas we're practicing almost every other
day.
Yeah. So it's wild, but
how is the workout situation there? Since, you know, we do have a rough winter here.
Mm-hmm.
During winter, do they go outside and work out? Oh, they do?
They'll do it.
Oh, okay.
We asked them like, hey, look, it's freezing cold outside. Do you guys want to go? And they're like, yeah, because we want to go work out. It's probably like,
so you don't have an indoor gym is what I'm asking.
We have an indoor gym. We do, but it's weird how it works. I think I need to know the kinks more about it, because there's an indoor gym and it seems like there's people in there, and like all these units, they're separated for a reason. So if like a unit's coming out, they have no choice but to do the outside gym versus the inside gym, because I think that one's occupied with a different unit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's like bad blood between some of them, so they try to keep them separated. That's what I'm guessing. That's the reason why, because otherwise I'd be like, yeah, well, the gym, there's dudes in there now, why don't you guys use that one?
Yeah.
But there's reasons that I haven't quite learned yet that they're like, nope, gym's closed, even though I saw there's people in there. You gotta use the outside gym. Yeah. And I don't question it much. I'm like, all right, yeah, that's what they said, you're going outside.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it is, though. It's got to be like gang affiliated or bad blood somewhere.
Yeah. But you don't really see too much gang activity.
Not really, area? No. Do they just yell a lot? Like they'll be like, yo, 13, pistol, 27 up. And they're like, yeah, 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 tonight. And I'm like, because you hear them yelling across the cells.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what the fuck did they just say? Yeah. They just confirm a bomb threat? What the hell just happened? But like, it's just their code. They talk. And a lot of COs that have time, they'll write it down. They'll like write it down because they want to decipher it.
Yeah.
They're fascinated by it. I need to get to that point. I'm still like on a swivel.
You need to write it down and then go talk to them. And then like here and there, like be like,
yeah,
so, you know, if I was just to yell out 13, what's that mean?
You know? Exactly. Yeah.
Here's an extra Twinkie for you if you let me know. Just so you can kind of get the lingo. That'd be sick.
Yeah, no. And I think you can get away with doing that because you're learning.
Yeah.
From them. And if they're honest, then if they're willing to teach you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of religious things you can't do. Like they all have religious beliefs. So if you like fuck with something, they will fuck you up. Like they'll fight you or something like that. So I always ask him like, hey, I gotta go through your bed. Do you have any religious things or anything like that? He goes, oh, I appreciate that. So, oh yeah, that one on the end. Can you not mess with that, please? I'm like, what is it? And then they'll explain it to me. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. That makes sense. So I'll go around it and I won't mess with it. But it's like, you know, weird things that they put on their head or something that they wear, you know, on their body. So, but yeah, it's crazy. It's all religious, gang related.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, I mean, that's mostly.
Yeah, it's so weird. There's all these rules.
What's the tiers of prisons? Like, obviously, there's like the maximum.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we were considered like a level two.
Oh, okay.
So we get rapists, we get pedophiles. As soon as I find out about
all the pedophiles. All within the same
people? Yeah. It's all in the same. Yeah. But see, that's the funny thing. Like, for example, this one I can just get away with saying 100% because even the gang members, like they have this code of like, you know, they call them chomos, child molesters. And if they come on the yard, they want to know. They like need to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't tell them. It's like against the law because fucking we're basically saying, yeah, go kill them. Oh, you know, okay. We can't say it.
So how do they find out?
So they, I don't know how.
Because it seems the info, like they like,
but they get it.
Yeah, it seems like there's if you're a child molester or like a serial rapist or something, the second you go into prison, people already know.
Yeah, yeah, it's that is because it would have to come from a CO, in my opinion.
Yeah,
you know, you would think. I'm not throwing any COs under the bus or anything, but
no, but they're doing God's work there.
Exactly. Right. You know what I mean? Like
they're like, hey, by the way, this guy.
Yeah, and for example, I was talking about a particular chomo in the unit and I didn't know, this is my fault, I didn't know a couple of inmates right behind me just fucking listening to the whole conversation like, oh, that motherfucker's like, okay, now we know. But they were cool enough to like tell us, they're like, hey, we're not gonna do anything, but just know
we know,
now we know. Yeah, so we're like, oh great. I'm like, hey, you just don't do it on my shift, okay? If you're gonna fucking hurt him or something, just don't do it on my shift. I don't want fucking paperwork.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. That's the worst part of the job. Paperwork.
Yeah.
Literally writing reports.
Everything's paperwork.
Writing reports. Yeah. Is the worst thing. Yeah. And it's funny because it could be fast or it could be long. But they want it to be detailed. They want to know what arm you use.
Yeah,
they want
guidelines.
Know everything. Yeah. Yeah, they have to follow. That's why I was like, I'm trying to stay away from all that noise. But, yeah. Yeah. And I don't like those guys. Like the moment I find out, if I find out that there's a chomo, I treat him like shit. And I do. Like I treat him like, because I mean, we're parents, first of all.
Absolutely.
Right? So second, and then secondly, it's your job to like enforce a certain, to a certain extent. So he comes in and goes, hey, CO, can I get a bar of soap? You can go fuck yourself. How's that sound? And he goes, walks away. I'm like, I'm not dealing with that guy. He's going to smell like shit. People are going to hate the way he smells and he's dead. That's it.
Yeah.
Not dead, but
yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's dead to me.
He's dead to me.
Yeah. But it's one of those things as like, as that person, like, what do you expect? You're doing like a heinous crime.
Absolutely.
And you expect to go to prison and get treated like royalty or something. Like,
yeah, exactly. You can't walk up to me and ask me for things.
Yeah.
Especially when now, you know, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way.
That's crazy.
Those are the guys I don't like.
So they don't separate them at because I feel like, well, from what I've seen.
To an extent, they do, to an extent.
Okay.
But they can only do so much. So, like, let's say, hypothetically, you and I, we are a part of a gang, but we do this every day. We're our own people, but we're a part of a gang, right? Yeah. We get sent to prison. We're not going to be going into, like, the hardcore unit where all the guys are, like, fucking just throwing up signs, fighting people on site, you know? Mm-hmm. They'll put us in, like, a place where it's, like, more lenient. We're allowed to take showers without them handcuffing us and putting us in a particular shower. You know what I mean? Like a singular shower. We get up, it's a certain time of the day. The doors unlock at a certain hour for us. And then you and I pretty much have a little bit of freedom. We can talk amongst everybody there, take our shower if we wanted to, use the microwave if we wanted to, go back to your cell, go back to sleep. Like that's the freedom. Yeah. You know what I mean? Versus the hardcore guys, where they get put into like segregation. They are in a cell where if they need to use the shower, they have to say, yo, CO, I need to really shower, have a shower in like 3 days. We have to go up, we have to handcuff them through the slot.
Mm-hmm.
We bring them out, put them in another shower, unhook them in the slot, and they shower there for like 15, 20 minutes, pull them out, put them back in their cell. I said, like, that's like eye contact at all times. Mm-hmm. And then the chomos, for example, they would probably not be put there.
Yeah.
They'd be put,
that's just a funny word.
I know the names. They would probably be put with people like us because mm-hmm. we're more relaxed. But if you and I found out, that fool's going to get his ass kicked.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's not like the other yard where those guys are legit going
to
kill him.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's like probably like to that level of like, well, if he gets fucked up, he's not going to die.
Yeah.
Like that's probably the way they see it.
Well, that's the thing too. I guess if you're like in there for a little bit, you don't want to kill this dude because then right. you're going to be in there forever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You don't want to be in there longer than yeah. you already are. You just want to make your point and tell him, hey, if you ever leave this prison, don't ever do it again. Like yeah. this is what's going to happen to you again over and over and over. So yeah,
that's wild, dude.
Yeah, but it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been, you know, wanting to have this conversation with you. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny. Cause like when you and many, many of my friends, they're like, where the fuck this come from? Like why yeah. on earth of all the things that you wanted to do?
Well, like I said, personally, cause I know you and you're a very nice dude. You're very approachable.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So like, and I have, well, you know, actually the friends that, you know, they were old, Jake Windham was mm-hmm. one of them. He was an old FMX guy. So known for like dirt biking and yeah. stuff. And he was a prison guard. So he would do FMX, but then he also was a prison guard during the week or whatever.
That's wild.
And he was actually one of the nicest guys too, but he didn't take shit. He was a big dude, you know? He would fuck you up. Yeah. But
that's awesome.
But it makes sense with you because you have like an end goal.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a mission. And I knew it was going to be a long journey from, you know, day one of the academy. And with a brain like mine, I don't know, and not to call out my academy, I love them to death. They're just younger than me. I felt really good knowing that I was one of like the faster guys. I was one of the more, not more, but one of the excelled dudes. Yeah. Like when it came to like all the homework we had to do.
Well, I did see the video of you getting pepper sprayed.
That was
your
awful.
Your whole crew.
Yeah.
You took it like a champ, unlike the other people.
It was awful. Yeah. It was awful. Yeah. We had to do the Pledge of Allegiance. That was the only one that did it.
Really? During the pepper spray.
The pepper spray. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
God, it was awful. That was, yeah. I think I'd do the whole thing over 100 times, except for pepper spray. That's I'd rather get tased a million times too.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no,
but that's the problem. You guys go into a Glock Dookie war yeah. and you got to start pepper spraying everyone. You might get it in yourself.
Yeah,
right?
You got to deal with it, you know? Yeah. So, and the reason why we do it, I found out, is because if we ever do pepper spray somebody and we end up in court, we'll say, well, yeah, I myself know the feeling of pepper spray. That's why I used the whole fucking bottle on his face, Your Honor. And they'll be like, oh, okay. But
checks out. Yeah. List,
yeah. Yeah. Checks out. So
what's, do you know difference in pay? So like what you make now, you don't have to say that, but, and if you were to go into the probation officer mm-hmm. type thing, is there a bigger pay raise there or kind of lower or the same or?
Yeah. 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 So because it's public knowledge, it's safe for me to say, like, for example, a CO trainee, when you're going at a trainee capacity, I think it's like a 34. So that's like, I think that's like $27 an hour, which is pretty cool. Then after 6 months, you become a CO. Full-time CO, and then you bump up to about $32-$33 an hour. And then and we're a category 3 officer. Mm-hmm. So when I want to become a probation officer, that would bring me to a category 1, which is equivalent to a police officer. Mm. And they get quite a bit of bump. Oh, and okay. I don't know that number.
Yeah.
But so I know that it's more. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that was kind of what I was thinking too. I was like, dude, if the money's better doing what you're doing now.
Right.
Or it will get better.
Yeah.
To compare to actual probation.
Yeah.
Then why would you move?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm just trying to like look at all the little things that will keep you doing what you're doing now. But it sounds like it sounds like the road's open for you to
move. And up. I think I need to do another academy to become I think I know that I have to do another academy to become a category 1. Just with to finish what I was saying at the beginning, because I don't think I even said it. Was this road of going to becoming a CO is a little back door to becoming a cop. If you wanted to become a cop or a probation officer, because mm-hmm. you don't have to do the whole schooling. You're going through academies. You're already doing law enforcement.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
You're getting the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. That's all they really require.
So as far as the probation officer job, I see you doing that. Not that you're not good at what you're doing now, but I see you do being like an awesome probation officer.
Thanks, man.
Like what I'm saying, like your personality and stuff. Like I think that you have the toughness to like be a dick.
Yeah.
If you have to.
If I need to.
But at the same time, you're like a nice dude where like the person that's in trouble,
right?
You know, right. would be like, nah, this guy like is looking out for me. He's a cool dude. So let me try and do the best as I can. You know, that's what you want.
Absolutely.
You know, growing up, I never got in trouble or anything like that, but I had a lot of friends that did.
Yeah.
And I remember just one name that always got thrown out, and all the kids that had probation in the area where I grew up, this guy named Lance. And they were like, oh, Lance, I got to go see, you know. I was like, and then I actually met Lance. Yeah. Dude, I was in my senior year of high school. I did a lot of like extra stuff in high school.
Yeah.
So I was like on the suicide prevention panel. Okay. I was like, I did a lot of stuff like that, you know. So for one of those things that I did, we got to go raft down like the Carson River.
Oh, right? Oh, so
a bunch of us that were in the groups got to do that. And Lance happened to be, I think it was like the probation people or whatever that were in charge of it. So they, you know, they had the rafts and everything. And I met him and I was like, dude, this guy's super cool. Yeah. And I remember that name growing up, that all the kids that were on probation getting in trouble were like, yeah, fuck Lance. I got to, you know, see Lance or Lance is at school and stuff. And then I ended up meeting him and I'm like, that dude was cool, you know, but obviously I'm not in trouble. Yeah. I'm there as a, you know, here's gratitude to you guys for doing a good job. Not in trouble. So obviously the dude was cool.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. You saw him as like a normal person versus like your kind of like your superior in a way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's a great point. Yeah. And I think that's kind of what it was for me. It was literally seeing it like that.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Bigger brother kind of deal for me. But yeah, I think I could do a lot of that, especially because now that I'm in prison. So get this. I didn't know this, but this is actually kind of sad, but I enjoy working in this unit because I get a chance to talk to them a little bit, but we have a whole unit with youth offenders, like before 18. And the sad thing about it is as soon as they turn 18, that midnight, that stroke of midnight, they get woken up and thrown with the big people.
Damn.
Yeah. Like they get woken up in the middle of the fucking night, which is sad again, because, I get to meet some of these guys that are in there. They're not allowed to have any social time with any of the adults. It's its own unit. They have their own basketball court. They have their own.
Same location, though.
Same location. It's just in a different part of the prison.
Yeah.
Everybody, all of the adults have to be in their units if they ever have to cross to like the other side of the yard or something like that, which is crazy. But yeah, it's wild. I get a chance to like tell them like, hey, man. You don't need to act that way with me. Like, I'm not trying to be a dick to you. So what's going on? And like, he'll break down and be like, dude, back at home, you know, something's going on, my parents and all that stuff. I'm like, that's fucked, dude. Like, I really hope that we can, you know, work our way through this because you're here now. You can't fix anything from here.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of try to open their mind to that like thought process. Like, oh yeah. Like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
You know?
So, you know, the guys are there for a little bit and then the guys are going straight when they're 18 into the prison.
Into the bigger boys prison.
So you kind of resonate more with the dudes that are getting out.
The young. Soon. Yeah. So I hope that the younger guys like learn from like, hopefully it does scare them.
Yeah.
You know, cause it's fucking terrifying.
Dude, you would hope, but people are so messed up nowadays that we're like, it's like common sense.
Right.
Like if I went to prison, like or that when I was like 16, that would have scared me straight, like the show.
100%. You know?
Scared me 100%. Straight, never get in trouble again. But like some people don't have that in them.
Yeah. No, and it's true. I didn't think I would actually, to be honest. I've always felt like I had my tough side, but never to this extent. And then I'll never forget the first week I was there before anything at all. Before the academy, for anything, you get to go in there with it's called white t-shirting. You go in with a white polo and you walk around with a CO and they pretty much show you like the ropes for a whole week. Dude, I was like, do I fucking want to do this? This is awful. This is scary. This is so terrifying. They're like, this is an inmate. And I'm like looking up, this guy's a fucking Titan. And he's like, he's in charge of like the food. And I'm like, why? Why is he in charge? Why isn't he in charge of MMA? Like, what the hell is he doing here? You know, like it did scare the shit out of me, but I was like, no, I'm not going to puss out. At the end of the day, the reason I wanted to do this is because I wanted to show my kids on graduation day, because they were there, that no matter what age you are, no matter how old you think, you know, if you feel like you're too late for anything, yeah, if you want to do something new, you can. And this is the best way to do it.
100%.
My wife recorded the whole thing, showed the whole family.
Yeah,
the
I watched loved that, it. That stuff, and it was they sick. Were super proud of you. And
yeah,
shit, so that's
yeah.
cool.
And I was, and yeah, my kids, of all people, I was like, this is all for you guys. You yeah. know, yeah, I do this job, it's rough, but don't quit.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, that's great. And I was like, yeah, don't fucking let off. We're old as fuck. I have gray hairs everywhere, but
yeah,
don't let off, because I just, you know, I did what I did and now we're here.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think your kids are like a little too young where they'll probably forget that lesson. Yeah. Yeah. But you could always come back to it later.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. That, you know, my kids are the same age. So yeah, it's like,
absolutely.
They forget that stuff, like the sacrifices that you make, right. and or like right. examples that you're trying yep. to show. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't remember. It's but huge, hopefully yeah. later on in life, you can go back to that and be like, right. you know,
yeah,
no, I don't remember that. But, all right, but this happened.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You
know, so,
no, exactly. So that it meant a lot to me to put my body, my mind through that, what felt like hell for a while, to now be where I'm at now. And my boys being like, did you have to beat up anybody today? I'm like, no.
Dude, I would lie so much.
I want to.
Beat the shit out of four guys by myself.
Yeah. They cornered me. I had a fucking whipping. Yeah. yeah. But not yet. But when it happens, it'll be, I'll exaggerate it a little yeah. bit, I'm sure. It'll be something stupid. You know what's funny though? I have more problems with the old guys. Mm. Like we're talking like 75, 80 year old guys that are on wheelchairs that just grumpy, you know, they're just mad at the
but
world.
But are they there for like the rest of their lives?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. They're lifers, you know, and they pull the whole, I've been here longer than you. And it's like, yeah, but this is not your prison. You think yeah. it's your prison. This is my prison.
Yeah. You I'm getting paid and you're not.
Yeah. I guess go home. But those are the only guys I ever have like arguments with, mm-hmm. truly. They always pull that old man card. Oh, yeah. Man, been here forever. You can't tell me what to do. I'm like, yeah, well, I can. I'm wearing green. You're wearing blue.
Yeah.
So come on.
Is that what they wear, blue?
Mm-hmm. Not they orange. All wear blue, not orange. Yeah, if they do orange, it's because they're leaving the facility to do something, like maybe a court, like a physical court.
They're high vis. They're wearing like the high vis vest.
Yes, yeah.
So they run.
Exactly. It's intense. Yeah, it's intense. But I'm still learning all of the positions. I got put in a tower for once recently.
Sniper rifle.
I got a video for you. It's sick.
Yeah,
yeah. Sniper rifle and
really,
everything. Yeah.
Damn.
It's considered a sniper.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just but it doesn't have scope. So it's fully iron sights. And I'm like, dude, this sucks. Like,
hey, let them know my sniper skills yeah. on Call of Duty if they want me in the tower.
You would love tower, dude. I had to record because I was like, this is a tower. I had to fill in for somebody, right?
Uh-huh.
You're allowed to have your phone because we're not allowed to have our phones in the prison. But uh-huh. you're outside of the facility. So, you mean, you get bored.
Someone will steal it probably.
Oh, yeah. And that's the biggest thing. Same with guns. You know, that's why if they swoop your gun, dude, it's game over. You know, if it has your gun, then you're fucked. But, dude, I had to record. I had to show my wife. She was like, it's no wonder why these guys bid for the tower. I'm like, yeah, right. Microwave, toilet, refrigerator, 360 view and the height up there, dude, you have an amazing view. Yeah. Like, that
you're
alone.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
Because nothing ever happens.
Nothing ever happens. Your whole goal is to make sure if there's any movement to, like, watch. And they'll be like, hey, you know, three tower, for example, we're moving this truck over to this side. Do you want to keep eyes on? It's like, yeah, sure. Just look, just literally staring. Okay. It moved. Thank you. Then you sit back down. Dude, this chair that's up there was like a giant recliner, like really high recliner chair. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, this is so sick. I was on my phone. Just
how do you get that?
I think it's with seniority, honestly. Like you got to be there for a little while to be able to bid for a tower like that. And a lot of the older guys, when they're like on their last year or two left before they retire, that's what they bid for. They're like, I'm not gonna get hurt before I fucking
right.
Yeah. Yeah, so they bid for that and they chill.
And that's like your is there different job titles within the prison? So like you're the tower guard.
Or yeah.
You're the, okay.
Yeah.
So that's what you would be if that was your
right,
spot.
Right. And it's a paramilitary program, facility or whatever, meaning that we have so for example, there's COT. Correctional officer trainee. There's a CO, correctional officer. And then you have seniors, right? They get to wear black vests, which is sick. I have a green vest, which I love to death. And then there's sergeants. And then there's lieutenants. And then there's warden. And it's actually pretty badass because when you see like a senior come by and they wear a black vest, they look badass. They just look sick of the black vest with all their shit on there.
Yeah.
Mine's cool. I love mine. Mine's got like my sunglasses on there. I look like a tool.
And you I look like a Call of Duty character.
100%. I feel like one every time we walk in.
That's sick.
But yeah, they have teams, which is really sick. If I do stay, I want to be a part of what they call a cert team. Mm-hmm. They're like SWAT, but for a prison.
Okay.
Their only real job besides doing like a little bit of detective work is like if an inmate that's huge or whatever doesn't want to come out of their cell, they're like, nope, I'm not coming out, and I got shanks. So if you try to come in here, I'm gonna stab you.
Yeah.
That's when they send five of us dudes with our vests and we fucking run in there and we just take his ass out. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I'm excited to do that one of these days because I hope that happens.
Well, that's when he hits you with the Glock Dookie.
That's what they're good for. Oh, dude, they lube up the floor so that when you run in, you fucking slide and shit. Yeah. They lube up the floor. They lube themselves up so that like the punches aren't as like, you know, so that they slide off. Yeah, dude, they're geniuses. And then they have the shanks. Oh, dude.
Dude, if like it always makes you think like if criminals in mm-hmm. general, not just prison guys, but like criminals in general, mm-hmm. like if they took their smarts to like doing something good, right. they might be successful in life. Don't
that
you think?
Be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. And I think about that a lot too, because of the stuff that they've come up with because they're so bored, mm-hmm. you know? So like they make their own shelves out of cardboard and some of them are nice. I was like, dude, this is better than what I have at home. I got an IKEA.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, can you make me one? Some of these guys, they get put on a program for firefighters. If they're really, really good, mm-hmm. they actually get to leave the facility, go work with real firefighters because they're, and then they get points towards that. And then when they leave the prison, they can become a firefighter and make more money than me. Hmm. It's like, yeah, that's a no-brainer. Why aren't you doing that program? Like, I try to yell at these guys, like, you're being stupid.
Yeah.
You can go make a lot of money and be really cool. Or you could have maybe
done that before you committed crimes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Dude. It's wild. There's a big old debate or a big old argument right now of how well they get treated. They get treated really, really well.
They shouldn't be treated well at all.
They should.
They're criminals.
Exactly. Like for example, like I was, this is really stupid and probably petty, but like my kid's school, they took away free lunch. I was like, what the fuck? Mm. Why would you do that? Fucking inmates get two fucking free meals every day.
Yeah.
So why don't they get one fucking free meal and then they have to pay for whatever, because they can make money, right? Yeah. If they work. And then fucking give my kid his free lunch back.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a little petty because of course we could pay for his food. It doesn't matter. But it's little things like that. I'm like, dude, these guys, if their back hurts, they get a new little bed. I don't get new
little
beds.
They get treatment whenever they need it.
Yeah. They get free medical care all the time. They get sent to the hospital. We pay for it. It's like, dude, these guys get whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It drives me a little nuts. But that, again, that's like a little petty side of me, but I'll take it.
Not really. I think us good people that follow the rules and mm-hmm. don't get in trouble, like we struggle in life sometimes you just go to prison and you kind of just, your freedom is taken, but you did something for that, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you are getting everything else.
Yeah.
You're just kind of chilling.
Right. Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But I love it. Honestly, man, I didn't think I would. And, I think it ended up being better than I thought.
That's good.
For sure.
It's good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I hope you guys enjoy that because, I mean, that's, you don't really get those type of stories in here.
Yeah, a little sneak peek at the inside of life. And like I said, I have a video I would love to show you. Just the tower is all I got because it's all I can get.
Prison life.
A little bit of prison life. Yeah. It's pretty wild, but it's so much fun. It really is. It's a good job. Everyone said, every CEO that's been there a long time, they always say, so you like it? And I'm like, I love it. It's a good job. And they're like, it's a hidden gem. And every single one of them say that. It's so funny. They go, it's a hidden gem. You get hired to do the 2% job. Mm-hmm. Like we, our main goal is feed them, count them, obviously, and make sure no one kills them, each other. And that's relatively simple if you're cool with them. You're cool with them. They're cool with you. They show respect. That's it. When things pop off, that's that 2% chance where now it's like, all right, it's time to get it on.
Mm-hmm.
You whip out a fucking baton or you get your fucking spray ready or something, or you just fucking fist fight like the badasses that we have over at the CERT team.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's it. You get paid a significant amount. I think the best way to put it is you get paid a good amount for what you do.
You're babysitting.
Yeah. Glorified babysitter.
I attend a conversation real quick. I did see a video, you know, you talked about like you just being sued. It was an inmate getting escorted out of his cell, mm-hmm. and they got to walk down the stairs.
Yeah.
So it was like a common area, it seemed. Mm-hmm. So he was suing because he said that he got thrown off the stairs. And, okay. But there was video. Obviously, it's a prison, has yeah. cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
So it was a video of him. The guy barely had his arm like on because he was like, you know, his arms behind his back, yeah. Cuffed. So he had like his arm on him, and you could see the inmate just like throw himself off the stairwell and then landed on the ground.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
fucked himself up. And then he was saying he got thrown off by the officer. Right. So he was suing. And I was like, dude, how dumb are you? There's cameras everywhere.
That's wild.
Yeah, but that's what you guys got to deal with, right?
Yeah, yeah, they try to get away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
you know. And if they win those lawsuits, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like it's good money. We have celebrities.
Oh yeah,
yeah. We got you follow football, right?
Yeah.
We got the guy from the Raiders. He was young.
Reed.
What's his
name? The dude that was going like 100 and killed. He's
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Dang.
Wow, huh?
So that guy was a rookie.
Yes.
And I don't think he even played yet.
Oh.
It was like right when, or I might be wrong, but it was like right the first year that Vegas moved to the Raiders moved to Las Vegas.
Right.
And he was on the freeway going like 100 and something.
Some nuts.
DUI.
Yep.
Crashed into a female. Mm-hmm. And I think he crashed into her, but she didn't die. And then the car caught on fire and she died in the car.
Oh, shit. Yeah. See, I don't know the specifics.
Yeah. So, but he was like drunk,
boy,
you know, so,
yeah. And rich
if because the car
he signed the contract.
Yeah. If the car wouldn't have caught on fire, she probably would be alive.
Okay.
He probably wouldn't be doing the time that he's doing.
Yeah.
DUI,
yeah.
you know, stuff like that. But yeah, she couldn't get out of the car. Car got on fire. And I think she died in the car because of that.
Yikes.
So
yeah. Ooh.
That is wild. I didn't know he was here. That's yeah. crazy.
Yeah. And again, this is just public knowledge. If like you do digging.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's why I don't mind saying it. And, this is pretty wild though, because of that money that he's got, he was able to drop his sentence because it's technically a murder, or manslaughter. He yeah. dropped the charges down to the point where he went from, I think it was like 20 to 30 to like 6 years. And then after 6 years of being there, he gets to do house arrest for like the rest of his term.
And he's probably a good person, like as far like he's like nice.
Yeah,
he's
I've not only met trouble. Him once. Yeah, okay. And he goes, anything you need from me, officer? Just let me know. I'll show you the ropes. Yeah. Like what we do on a daily basis. And I was like, thanks, man. I didn't know it was him yet.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, that was so and so. And I was like, oh, what a fucking nice guy. And he goes, yeah, he's our fucking. He's one of the best guys we've ever had. Doesn't do shit.
Well, yeah, for the most part, he shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. He just made a mistake.
He made a really bad one.
Really bad mistake, and that's why he's there. But
yeah.
like. Yeah, he's an athlete. Like,
yeah. He just made a really shitty mistake. It is, huh? Because then now you kind of treat him different. You're like, you feel bad for the guy.
And
then
you should have started the podcast off of that.
I should have.
That was crazy. I didn't know that. Yeah.
yeah.
Imagine if OJ, because OJ was in the Vegas prison.
Yeah.
You know, imagine if he was still in prison and he was down here.
That would have been wild.
Did you do it, dude? Ask him. Every day you go in there and just ask him.
Like before I give him his food, did you do it? Mm-hmm. All right. Keep the food for myself.
Hit him with a Glock Dookie once in a while. So, like, hey, that will stop if you tell me.
Yeah, every day until you tell me the truth. But it's pretty wild. It's good shit. It's good shit. We do have a couple of celebrities in there.
Hmm.
It's wild. I don't know if you want to hear any of those.
Who the celebrities are?
Like what they're there for and like why they're celebrities? Yeah.
I mean, if you want to share on the podcast, of course.
I don't know.
Afterwards, you can. Whatever. I don't want you to get in trouble for anything. No.
I'll give you one last one. Yeah. They call him Big Pretty. Mm-hmm. And apparently he's well known in like the prisons. Mm. He landed in hours and now he's senile. He's not all there. He barely knows how to walk and stuff like that. But what he did was he had this thing. You're going to not believe me when I tell you this, but this is like when I looked it up, I was in awe. He is 426 pounds of raw, pure muscle.
Hmm.
Giant black man.
Yeah.
Right? He would leave a chocolate Hershey's kiss on his victims in prison on their pillow. And if they ate it, that was his invitation to rape them. And he has a body count of like, I think it was like 76 or something like that, of like successful attacks on his behalf. And...
But wait, so... Is it known that if you eat it, you're going to get raped?
No. Oh. He picks newbies. So he'll like drop it in there and be like, my precious.
So if they didn't eat it.
So they didn't eat it.
Like, all right, I'll pass.
Yeah, he'd be like, oh. So then he'll try. I think he'd try something else with them. Because if he's targeting you, it's because he wants you. But he has like, I asked about him. I was like, why does he have all these? He's got scars everywhere. That was his attempt at going after gang members. They're like, fuck no, dude. So they shanked him up. And he's got all these scars everywhere. They can't kill the guy. He's fucking super strong. But he was incapable of fucking fighting. So he's just ripped. But yeah, that was that. And so he's just well known. If you ever said like Big Pretty, they'd be like, oh, fuck that guy. Like, oh, no thanks. And now he's kind of like also the joke. So it's like, I don't want to get Big Prettied. You know, like.
Yeah, yeah. Like I don't want to get Diddy'd.
Yeah. I don't
want to get Diddy'd. Dude, what if Diddy ends up in Carson?
That'd be crazy.
That'd be sick.
This would be a prison for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he would land in a prison.
Dude, if he
like
lands this. In this prison, give me a call. I'll go visit him.
Okay. I'll give you an autograph.
Yeah. I don't know if I want an autograph, but I just want to.
Imagine how much that would go for. An autographed Diddy, like prison memorabilia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like one thing's getting from somewhere else, but he's in prison and like signs off on what pair of handcuffs?
Something.
Imagine.
That'd be weird.
I know. It'd be a little weird.
Yeah. Shit, something I wanted to bring up that you were talking about that, but I forgot.
Oh, I was like, let's hear it.
Not about Diddy, it was about, I heard on another podcast that I don't know if it was back in the day or like it's still a thing or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, when you think about like going to prison, you think about like getting raped.
Yeah.
It's kind of the first thing you think about.
Yeah.
And I think it was like maybe a big problem back in the day.
Right.
And I heard that like in the, you know, you give them like Kool-Aid or some juice, they would put like a thing that suppresses your sexual appetite.
Oh.
I guess. Or
okay.
Doesn't give you boners.
Yeah.
Basically. Some prisons would do that. So like, it didn't matter because you can't get it up, so you're not raping people.
Dude, that's genius. It's honestly.
You don't
genius.
Know anything about that?
No.
Okay.
No, but that'd be genius because they're not allowed. Obviously, you can't rape, but they're not even allowed to self pleasure. They're not allowed to. If you get caught doing that, it's a write up, and they don't want to get written up because that puts more time on them, obviously. But that would be genius, and I think they would want that. You know, like I know it sounds weird, but
as an inmate, I would want that. So the big pretty doesn't get it up. And, you know,
true. Like that's what I'm thinking too. Yeah. Like, yeah, for others that are attackers, I'm sure these attackees are like, yeah, hook us all up with that. Give it to everybody. Double dose that guy. You know, like that's great.
That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true. And I don't know if that was like back in the day and now they stopped and it's kind of normal now.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a good idea.
But that is a good idea.
That is
putting in their juice and they don't even know.
No, especially if they don't know. No appetite for that.
Yeah.
I think you just solved world peace.
All right. So getting close to the end here. So let's get into For the Boys, Rapid the Fire. Boys. Just give me your quick opinion on these topics that I bring up here.
Okay.
Real quick though, Mace is at Augusta right now. So he's at the Masters, the 88th Masters.
Oh my gosh.
I guess it's like pre-tourney right now, Monday through Wednesday. And then Thursday starts the actual tournament.
Okay.
Goes through Sunday. So the 88th, and he's there right now. So hopefully we have him back next week.
Gosh, I'm so sorry.
And get some recaps. I'm not sure if he's going to be there for the actual tourney or if he's just there kind of like the social media type stuff or the pre stuff and having all the fun, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's where he's at right now. So that's pretty cool.
So jealous. So jealous.
Another one. We survived. Today is Tuesday. Yesterday, the eclipse happened.
Oh, yeah.
And yet we're here.
Yeah. They said it was going to be a total blackout.
They said a lot of stuff was going to happen.
Yep.
There are a lot of people, you know, on TikTok and all these guys. And I don't know if it's a troll or just because they have to put that info out there to get the views or they truly believe it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were talking like, you know, it was like Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this company in Sweden has a collider and they're going to do all this. And it sounds like they're opening a portal. I'm like, dude, how do you guys believe this? Yeah. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on. So I just want to say that we are here the very next day after the total solar eclipse.
Yeah.
And we're fine.
We lived.
Yeah.
We survived it. And I did. I heard all of that.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I took it with a grain of salt. Like a grain of salt. Yeah. I was like, and like you said, I think trolling. There's a lot of that. So I was like, oh, I'm seeing it so often now. I just don't. It took the fun out of it.
Yeah.
I like believing shit like that sometimes just to keep it sizzling. But
yeah,
when it was just on almost every single
but imagine media. Actually being that person and you truly believe that, like yesterday was a horrible day for you.
Yeah,
you thought you were gonna die.
Yeah, you did your final moments.
You know what I thought? I woke up and then I'm like, I looked at my like phone. Oh shit, the eclipse is happening soon.
Yeah.
I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Like no worries.
Yeah, no, me and my kid, we got some, what are they called? Welding helmets.
Mm-hmm.
Just looked up and said, I like that.
Cool.
That's cool.
You got like 3/4 of it or something.
That's it was like a little sliver bottom left corner. I was like, cool.
Yeah.
Went back inside, had some lemonade.
All right, well, good for you guys that believe into that stuff, you know. 7-Eleven announces Bring Your Own Cup Day, the BYOC, starting this Saturday, April 13th.
Okay.
Is bring your own container, basically, and you can fill it up with a Slurpee for $1.99. So I saw photos. This happened before. People were taking like kiddie pools in there and like trying to fill up and everything. So the rules are the container must be clean, watertight, and it must fit underneath the 10-inch water drink nozzle.
Yeah.
So but basically, you could take anything like a helmet,
yeah,
anything, and fill it up with a Slurpee for $1.99. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. That is. I like that. my kids would have loved that. How long does it go for?
It's on this Saturday, the 13th.
This Saturday.
So go to 7-Eleven. There's one down the street.
All right.
Go there and fill up whatever. What are you going to take?
I'll tell my wife about it because she's the one that's going to take them. I'd be at work.
Mm.
Yeah. But that's cool. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Back to the roots of gaming.
Roots of gaming.
FaZe Clan. So FaZe Clan, kind of when we were to report on that, you know, there was 1,000 FaZe Clan members. And
everybody
kinda,
was a part of it.
We're like, what's going on there? They got bought out by someone. And I think now the original four members kind of have control of it again.
Okay.
Something like that. So FaZe Banks, one of the main members.
Right.
He went on the record saying they went from 140 to 30 employees and he wants to cut down to 10.
Interesting.
He says employees, but when I think he says employees, I think he means like members, mm-hmm, not actual employees.
Right, like gamers.
Yeah, because he's saying us paying members to put FaZe in their name is whack. It doesn't do anything for either side. So
true.
So yeah, I think they finally realized, or maybe he knew that, but the people that owned it before didn't care.
Right.
There was a point where everyone was like, you know, like Snoop Dogg was on FaZe.
Right.
FaZe Snoop Dogg. Like everyone just had FaZe in their name.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, FaZe is not even that cool no more because everyone's in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even if they weren't good at video games, like maybe because they had a lot of subscribers on a certain platform, then right, all of a sudden they're FaZe.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Is it the trend became too overpopulated?
Yeah.
I agree.
So it sounds like they're cutting down. So they're going to come down to 10.
Wow.
From what it sounds like. I don't know. But that's crazy. He does say that it doesn't benefit either side. It doesn't benefit him, but it benefits the person. Like if you're FaZe Pilot Hero,
yeah,
that would do a lot for you because people would be like, oh, dang, that guy's on FaZe.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's got some credibility.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. So
exactly.
I don't really agree with him on that part, but I agree with like cutting down because, you know, there's a shitload of people. But now it's like, I wonder how many of those guys that are on there. Because I watched one guy and the reason I watch him is not because he's a gamer. Mm-hmm. FaZe Santana.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's him.
I've heard of that name.
Yeah. Well, I think it's his brother and his brother's friends with another dude. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know exactly. But he's one of the FaZe guys and he does like cooking or like food review. They'll be like, let's go eat these tacos.
Oh, sick.
So him and like his filmer and then the brother of another FaZe dude, they go out and they eat. They'll try like Chick-fil-A. They'll eat this or, you know, and they do that. So that's the content I watch. I don't even watch his gaming stuff.
Yeah.
But I wonder if pretty soon it won't even be FaZe no more because you're all kicked out.
If you're all kicked out. Ooh, that's a good point. But then we won't have to see everybody throwing up FaZe anything like all these kids, even kids. I was starting to believe that these kids were on it, you know, because there's so many.
They probably were.
I was like, yeah, and so there must have been, but yeah, fuck it.
Yeah,
good.
Keep it on the gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy Ninja,
yeah,
cancer.
Yeah,
you see that?
Yeah,
he had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's cancer free.
Cured it.
Cured it.
He figured it out.
Got
what kind was it again? It was like something on his foot or on his back or something like that.
On his foot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is so weird. It's like, how do you, like, have you ever looked at the bottom of your foot? Like, not, just I mean, sometimes you put your sock on, but you're not really like inspecting your foot.
I don't inspect it. Even like when I scrub it, I don't even like genuinely look down. I'm just like when I'm here showering, I just scrub, scrub. I'm like looking up, dude. I don't know what I'm doing. My brain's like in a different planet.
Yeah.
You know, it's like all, I don't inspect my body.
Yeah. Well, you know? Maybe you should.
Unless something hurts.
Yeah. That's,
you know what I mean? True. Then I'll be like, oh, fuck, what is this? And I'll be like looking at it. I'll pick at it sometimes, you know, whatever. But.
Well, this is the awareness, everyone. Do look at your body, but yeah. The bottom of your foot is kind of one of those like that back of your ear. You're not really looking at the back of your ear.
You never do, yeah.
So if I had like a mole there, mm-hmm. I would never know because I didn't know if I had it to begin with.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah. But something happened where I think his wife made him go
get
some kind of dermatology thing. And they noticed they had a little like growth on his foot or something underneath, discoloration, something. Came back cancerous. Mm-hmm. You know, they did like the little biopsies. They like cleaned the whole area out. Yep. And then now it seems like they got everything out of there. So it's cancer free.
Good job. Free. Good job.
Hey, one good thing though about being a gamer and being ninja.
Yeah.
Say it was pretty bad. Cut his foot off. Don't matter.
That's it. Doesn't matter. He could still be a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless he was a Forza driver, you know, where they actually use the pedals and he's screwed. But no, he's good.
Yeah. He's good. So good job.
Yeah. Good job, ninja. Yeah. That's crazy though.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's kind of a weird one.
Well, they didn't like specify on social media at first, like, because I didn't hear it from him yet first, you know. Yeah. I heard it from Ninja. It was something ridiculous. It was like sad music playing, a picture of Ninja, and it said rest in peace. Then it said has cancer, and I was like, oh shit, no way. And I looked it up, and then I was like, oh, he does have cancer.
I kind of like felt like he probably should have just kept that to himself. Well, I mean, okay, realistically, putting awareness out there, like we just said, like go check your body, that's cool and all, but like they put it out there and it looked like, you know, he was all like trying to cry and shit, and it's like, all right, dude, and it's like, you know, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh yeah, we're good, it's like, all right,
yeah, dude, we
like, you probably could have done all that stuff behind the scenes
and
not even said anything,
but
I guess putting the awareness out there is good,
right?
So it's a, you
know, it's 50-50. I agree with that.
Yeah, but that is a weird one because I don't know if it was like, it sounded like the ones you get from too much sun.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Melanoma or I don't know if that's like the lung cancer. I don't know.
Right, yeah. No, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, the skin one you get from the sun, that's what it sounded like, but it's on the bottom of your foot.
That's pretty wild. Yeah. And that's also concerning because I've gotten sunburns many times.
On the bottom of your feet?
No, like in general. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? On more exposed areas, so. Maybe I should get checked out. I'm a moly guy. I've had moles all over my body for so long.
Yeah, as long as a mole doesn't get bigger or change color, I think you're kind.
Then you're good. Yeah, they're all brown. They're all the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, this may affect your basketball team, but Bronny James, LeBron James' son. I don't even know his name.
Is it Bronny?
No.
What is it? Bron Jr. I'm just put it that way.
It might be LeBron James. No, I don't know his name.
Yeah, actually. I don't know. But they call him Bronny, right?
Yeah, Bronny.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I don't know. Yeah, so Bronny James has entered the transfer portal. He's at USC right now.
Yeah.
First year playing. Didn't really play too much because he had the cardiac arrest during preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Came in, started playing, and I don't think he's done that great. But he entered the transfer portal, being eligible to move to a different school.
Right.
But then also they're saying that he's entering the NBA draft. So with that being said, his dad is really, I mean, his dad came on record, said like, any team that drafts my son, I'll go play for you.
Wow.
So obviously he's wanting the LA Lakers to draft his son so they could play together. That would be the first ever father and son playing on a professional team.
That'd be wild. That would be kind of cool though.
That's super cool.
Say it didn't like, he didn't play well with his dad. Just the fact that they did it.
Dude, imagine
that's
like
revolutionary.
Yeah, imagine LeBron hitting a three, and then the next one, Bronny steals the ball, gives it to his dad. His dad sets him up for alley-oop.
Oh boy,
something like that. Like
that'd be
that
sick.
Would just be like the most epic thing. Yeah. Like that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and I know a lot of people
are
like hating on it. They're like, he don't deserve it or whatever. But you know, it's like they put him on the team, and if he does well, then he'll be on there. If he doesn't, then I'm sure he'll get cut and sent somewhere else.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it sounds like LeBron's going to play with his son no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, that's basically what's going to end up happening.
Yeah.
So he's going to go there. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
The Lakers pick him up. Cool.
Yeah.
But that's crazy, dude.
But that would be huge for basketball, I think.
Yeah.
Put a lot of eyes on basketball that maybe people don't watch.
Right. No, yeah, I stopped watching quite a bit ago, but I do love watching highlights. I do love finding out the latest and greatest of situations like this. This is kind of cool. I'm not a big, you know, I've never really been a big LeBron fan.
Yeah.
He hasn't necessarily grown on me, but I do like hearing other players' perspectives on him. They're like, hey, yeah, he showed me the way. Like he was hard on me the first year, mm-hmm. and then now he sets me up all the time now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. You got my attention. Like, that's kind of cool. He's not like a prick anymore. He's not that, like, I know my size. I could just bulldozer my way through the paint.
But you see that clip that went viral, like, maybe a month or two ago? I think it was D'Angelo Russell. Like, they had the ball at the three
yes.
point. He, like, threw it at LeBron, and LeBron threw it back to him. He's like, you shoot it.
Yeah.
And he shot it, and he made it, and everyone went crazy.
Everyone went wild. Yeah. That was a sick moment. That's cool. That was good. He's like, no, take the shot.
Yeah.
It's not. But I get that moment, too, because D'Angelo's obviously he knows he's like, I'm gonna give it to somebody that's probably gonna make this shot.
Yeah.
But LeBron was like, no, you don't, we don't gotta do this. I have faith in your shot.
Yeah.
And gives it back and like,
and being a team player, because at the end of the day, 100%. That's just giving that dude confidence.
Absolutely.
Especially when he drained it.
Oh, and then D'Angelo, fuck yeah, yeah. Dude, that moment for him.
Yeah.
Huge. But that gave LeBron so much credibility too.
Yeah.
They're like, oh dude, he had faith in him. He's like, dude, take the shot. So that whole ball handle, it was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was great.
Something that maybe not so cool. I don't know if you heard about the J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar beef going on in rap music.
This was an ongoing thing for a while though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it just started up again.
Okay.
Well, Kendrick, I think, was dissing people back in the day, but.
Got it.
So J. Cole and Drake came out with a song, Lethal Shooter, I believe.
Okay.
And in that song, they said that him, the big three.
Okay.
So it was J. Cole and Drake and someone else. I forget who they said, right?
Yeah.
So people like took that as offense, like a direct shot, even though they didn't say like, you guys suck. They're saying that we're the big three. We're the top guys, right?
Got it. Okay.
So Kendrick took that as an offense
and
came out with a song, just trash talking them, being like, you guys are not the big three. I'm the best, like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
As he should feel, right?
Yeah.
So then J. Cole, like a week or two, probably a week ago, came out with a diss song to Kendrick's verse, and it was fire.
It was good?
Yeah. So this weekend, they had the Greenville Fest. Yeah. J. Cole came out, and he was even like, I know my homies are up watching this right now, being like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you know, whatever. Oh, but he ended up apologizing on stage, being like, hey, my bad for dissing you on that track, and blah, blah, blah. And everyone's going with them. They're like, dude, that's the most pussy thing ever.
Damn.
What do you think about that?
That's tough. See, because, okay, so for our personalities, I'm a firm believer of apologizing, you know, but I think it works differently in that industry. I think you kind of have to back yourself up. Mm-hmm. And like in a situation like that, you don't pull back your punch now. I think if anything, you should throw a little more oil, you know, a little more gas. I mean,
well, you put that diss out there, right?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh shit, now what's Kendrick gonna do?
Yeah.
Right? So it's putting eyes on hip hop.
Yeah.
And then also everyone's like, dude, what's Drake gonna do? Because Drake hasn't done nothing yet.
Yeah.
So they're like waiting for Drake.
Right.
So say Kendrick comes out with an even harder diss,
right,
dissing Cole,
mm-hmm,
and maybe even Drake's still on that one.
Yeah.
Then Drake has to respond or else you're a pussy.
Yeah, or he's a pussy.
So everyone's waiting for this music to come out, and we're like fans, we're like, dude,
this is good shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of just stops everything because then what are you going to do? Right. Like maybe Kendrick can come out with a diss and be making fun of him. Like, dude, how are you going to diss me and then apologize?
Right.
Like, dude, come on. That's why I am the top
exactly
guy. I just gave him bars. You probably already thought about that. But yeah, so that was kind of crazy. And I will say in hip hop, because there's like different hip hop genres, you know? So this one's like the mainstream. And I think that these guys are all like cordial enough, or they're probably friends, you know?
Right.
That it's cool. And it's all like more about the music. So they're going to put out music and that's it. Now there's the other ones that are like the fresh new kids coming out of jail, talking about all the people that their homies killed, and they're smoking on their dead homies and all that. And then there are people getting killed because of that.
Yeah.
If you're battling with one of those guys, I probably wouldn't engage.
Yeah, they're probably kind of
they're not the smart.
Get back. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're talking about like Drake,
Yeah.
Top, like mega superstars that not much is going to happen when it comes to like actual physical altercations.
I agree.
It's more just the music.
Yeah.
And as fans, dude, everyone's like, dude, this is sick.
Yeah, this is, it is cool. It's, yeah. I love it when they do shit like that. I was hoping that, like, for example, Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem didn't stop.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted it to kind of go back and forth, but they stopped, and that kind of sucks.
But you saw what happened there. Like, yeah, that happened, and then they stop, and then Machine Gun Kelly turns into a weirdo.
Yeah,
he abandons rap, right?
He's not liked right now.
So that's kind of what happens. Like,
yeah,
it stops, and people move on and do different things or whatever.
Exactly.
So it's not that big of a deal, but then Cole comes on, he apologizes.
It's like, So I'm on... So for me, yeah, I think he should have gone there and shit on him some more, just cause.
Yeah,
you know that.
Or
was
at least wait to see what he responds with. Because his rap was fire, dude.
I see, and that's what's worse. Mm-hmm. He did so good. That sucks. That sucks.
Yeah,
shouldn't have apologized.
Shouldn't have. All right, well, that's gonna be the show for today. Thank you for coming in, dude.
Absolutely. Thank you for the invite. I was excited to do this. I showered two times for this.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I didn't want to. Smell like
never looking at your feet once.
Prison. Never looking at my feet once. Mm-hmm. But I do appreciate having been back on. Hopefully next time I'll see
we'll have you back with Mace, because people might not know that don't listen to the old stuff. This is a funny guy. So we need more comedic relief on the show. But I know today was a little bit more serious because we're getting into some deeper conversations about
got a little bit in
the prison life, which is cool.
I know it is cool. Yeah. It is cool, and I love to talk more about it, even with Mace.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Hopefully, next week we have Mace back on, and he can recap what happened over at the Augusta Masters tournament. Oh gosh,
I'm excited for that one.
Yeah. So we'll have that next week, and then I think we got Adam Jones coming on still pretty soon, and then that's about it.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Till then, see ya.
Peace.